This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War. Hello and welcome to the Invisible War radio program. I'm Kevin Harris. We want to welcome you and thank you for being with us as we discuss the topic of spiritual warfare. We do our best to be biblically balanced as we talk about this important topic for all of us. And it's based on our teacher, Dr. Rob Randall's book, The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy. Now, last week we heard from a fighting grandmother, and we're going to continue with that testimony today. You will want to hear the continuation of her testimony as she fought for her children and her family, utilizing many of the biblical principles that you hear right here on this radio program. Dr. Rob Randall, Beverly Code, was with us last week with this testimony. If anybody missed that, it's available free to download at theinvisiblewar.org, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call us 877-808-8886.
What a joy, Kevin, to hear once again this wonderful message from the heart of the battle. A heart of one who understands the battle, a heart of one who understands the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. I know a few people in the earth that are more effective as an intercessor than Beverly Code. Dr. Norman Code, her sweet husband, has a counseling ministry where he sees the wounded and hurting 40 to 50 people a week. It's amazing how the Lord is using them. They learn their warfare in Africa, as we talked about last week, and as you have heard in her testimony. But none of that ministry would be possible. None of it, unless they had been willing to take their own journey into cleansing. So I want to encourage all of our listeners, you'll be blessed not only by the word, but I know you'll be encouraged to walk in holiness, so that our prayers can be not only heard, but effective as we intercede for our children and our grandchildren.
Well, Dr. Randall, you stand by because we want to hear your concluding remarks at the end of this program today. So without further ado, let's hear from Beverly Code. It's part two of her story, Fighting for Your Family.
Norman had finished classes for a doctorate in missions and evangelism, and we brought home two big trunks from Africa with years of research that he was going to use to write his dissertation. And when we found out that there was a pit of hell in our family, he scrapped the whole thing and changed to counseling. He said, I'm going to find what's the matter with my family. And so we packed up our whole family, kit and caboodle. We flew to Idaho to Elijah House, run by John and Paula Sanford. And that started a long journey that has gone on to this very day. Anyway, we got back from there. Make a long story short, we left our home in Saginaw, put all of our stuff in storage, moved to Weatherford to live in a one-room studio apartment, and I got with the Lord. And I've heard Rob say, this is a painful journey. But listen, y'all, I couldn't think of any sins I had. You know, if he had given me the sin list way back then, I wouldn't have seen any sins. I mean, you know, I was a dedicated Southern Baptist. I was a missionary in Africa for 18 years. I served my husband submissively. And so I couldn't see any sins in my life. So here's how I started. Lord, I need a sin consciousness that has been eroded through the years of my life. Oh, brother, did he give it to me. It started first with my relationship with my husband. Started with that verse, wives, be submissive to your husbands as unto the Lord. And I said, well, Lord, you didn't read on. It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I said, Lord, I don't see any crosses lining these freeways out here with men on them. And he said to me, there's something wrong with your eyes. And so I said to him, well, heal them, Lord. You make the blind see. So he gave me a picture. He said, if your husband was in the military and he came home from the battlefield, just fresh from the battlefield, and his arm was hanging and bleeding, he had an ear shot off, he was limping and dragging one leg, he came in the door all covered with blood, would you get your butcher knife and run it through his stomach? I said, Lord, no. He said, well, you're doing that a lot with your tongue. So I wanted to run to him and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm not a submissive wife. And he said, now, wait a minute. That's not confession of sin. That's not it. He said, you haven't really realized the sinfulness of your sin. So don't come to me and say, I confess I'm not a submissive wife. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll sit here and you help me see. I sat there for about 15 minutes and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit began to come into my life. And I saw what one sin did, Adam and Eve, what one sin did. It destroyed the relationship of the entire race with Almighty God. And not only that, it ruined all of creation. And it gave Satan a scepter to rule and reign on this earth. Now, I tell you, I've committed more than one sin. But my sins are just as destructive in my sphere of influence as that sin was way back yonder. It's destructive in my church. It's destructive in my home. It's destructive in my place of work. The wages of sin is death. And my sweet husband gave me a gift of letting me stay at home and do this kind of work that I'm explaining for about a year and a half. Every day, I spent it with the Lord. Every day, there was some new aspect that I saw of him, of his tenderness, of his gentleness. Took me to a different place of sinfulness in my own life. Now, that's continuing. And it will go on until I see my Savior face to face. But I want to tell you, as the sanctification process increases, so does your spiritual power. Do you get it? Amen. Do you get it? Sin may feel good, and it has spiritual power, but it's all for destruction, for robbery, for death and hell. But sanctification is a process that makes us more like Jesus, our Savior. My pastor, that I love very much, preached a sermon about a dirt suit. And did you know that this body that we have is a dirt suit? But it's glorious because the Holy Spirit of God lives in this dirt suit. And my hands are the hands of Jesus. My feet are Jesus' feet. My mouth is the mouth of Jesus as long as I'm walking in the Spirit. And I can do the works that Jesus did. And you know, the Lord told me, I said, Lord, I think my husband's lost his mind because we've forsaken your calling to the mission field. Here we are in Texas, of all places. And what are we doing here? And he said to me, the same thing you were doing over there. You are a body that I can inhabit and that I can go into the dark kingdom and release the captives. So you're doing the same thing here that you did in Africa. So what are you complaining about? Well, one of the things I complained about is that I lost my identity. I was a missionary. Now I'm just a housewife. But I'm telling you that the Lord looks on housewives, ladies, simple folks, with the same love and the same dedication that He looks on Billy Graham. Now, come on. Isn't that something? I mean, really. With the same adoration, the same delight, the same desire to use us as the power of God in our homes, the power of God in our churches, to set the captives free, to make the blind see, to heal the sick, and on and on and on. And if we have any less of a picture of who we are in Christ Jesus, the enemy stole who you really are. He stole it. So get it back. Get it back.
Amen.
With the truth around your loins. Get it back. Okay, where am I today? We lived for 7 or 8 years in Bono. And if you don't know where Bono is, you get on Highway 67 from Dallas, you go through Cleburne, and about 8 miles or so outside of Cleburne on the way to Glen Rose and Stephenville, you'll see a little fire department on one side and a little tiny sign that says B-O-N-O. And that's all there is to it. But we lived in that community for 7 or 8 years, and I could see the church outside my kitchen window, and I love that, across the cow pastures. And so Norman and I started going there. Well, the Lord kept on working with me about my stuff, my sin. And so I was having physical manifestations, physical symptoms that were making me very sick. Well, anyway, I'd call my pastor. I need some people to come. I need some people. So he would call 3, 4, 5 people. This would be in the middle of the night, 9 to 10 o'clock. Norman's still at work. They would come to my home, and they would pray with me. And none of us are specialists in this, okay? We're just doing what the Word says. Okay, if any of you sick, call for the elders of the church and they'll come. And if you've sinned, you know, you confess your sins and you'll be healed. They'll anoint you with oil. You know all that. You specialists know all that. Okay, so they would come and just in simple obedience, listen to the Lord. The Lord would give some of them a scripture. The Lord would give some of them just a word of knowledge or whatever. And then they would stay with me till I was better. And I don't know how many times I've done this. I really don't. But let me tell you about this one time. Now, all of this is because my husband said, if you don't take care of your stuff, you're going to be dead. And you're the key to why our family is in this pit. And so, okay. So all of this stuff is getting cleaned out. One Sunday night, I was at church. I don't remember what Kevin was preaching on, but the Lord said to me, after church, go to Kevin. Tell him you got something serious you want to deal with. Get some people together. Go back in the back room and pray till it's gone. So he got a few people together. We went in the back room, and I began to tell him things that the Lord wanted me to expose. You see, secrets kill, and Satan can just live and grow and do his nasty stuff in secrets. But if you expose that thing, he does not have one hair to stand on. He doesn't. So, I laid out my sordid life to the pastor, his wife, and I don't remember who all else was in there. So the first thing one of the men said, is there anybody you haven't forgiven? So I thought for a minute, and I said, no, I tell you the truth, I think I've handled it all. And so then he began to pray, and the next thing I knew, this person over here was saying, well, I did so and so and such, and the next one was going, I did this and thus, and before we knew it, the whole of us, all of us, were confessing our sins to each other. And the ministry that I thought was going to be all about Beverly Code and her family turned out to be a ministry to all those other families as well. And we got free in that place that night.
Amen.
It took about 3 hours. But, I mean, that's Bono. We never go home. So, if you're transparent with one another, you see, Satan can't even, it's just like you see all of the demons in hell trying to get their foothold again, and they can't. They just slip off into the pit of hell. And so I bless my family from Bono. I bless them. I love them with all my heart. And I know that if I have a need at any time of the day or night, they'll be there for me. And I, on the other hand, I am committed to them as well. Now, that's what the body of Christ is all about. That's what it's supposed to be, you see. Now, you say, well, how did all of that have anything to do with what was in your family? Norman and I made a vow that we would try, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, to break every single generational curse that was coming down to our family, and it would stop right here. And so that's what this is all about. And is it ever painful to the flesh? It's painful. But is it ever glorious? Because there's less of me and more of Christ. And isn't Christ good? Isn't He good? Aren't the works that He does wonderful? And don't you want to be like Him? Don't you want to have the power in your body to go up to somebody and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed? Don't you want that? Well, that's the normal church. So what happened to us? What happened to us? We got diluted and polluted, didn't we? Okay. Down through the years, we have gone to our sons and asked forgiveness. We have been very specific in confessing our sins to our son, as the Lord has told us to do. And you know, a lot of times, confession of sin is just a first step. You have to make restitution to those that you have wounded. Let's get it right now. Okay? Let's get it right now. There was one big thing I wanted to say. The distinguishing feature of a Satan-ruled Christian is his unchanging life. He may go to church, observe moralities, fit beautifully into society, but he doesn't change. Everything is seen as it relates only to himself. And get this, self is the great mask of the devil. And our society says self is the measure of all things. Here's what I encourage you to do. If you're like I was and you thought you were just so holy and so saintly and couldn't think of any sins, look for the fruit of the flesh, which are described in Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Examine every relationship in your life. Watch your thought life. Monitor your use of time. Examine your motives. Unconfessed sins are the building blocks of Satan's strongholds. So, don't sin and justify it. If you sin, confess it immediately, put it under the blood of Christ, and take back the area that the enemy has taken. One of the major things that we have learned through this excruciating process is that scripture, resist the devil and he will flee. Now that for us, it doesn't mean that you say a little, get out of here, devil, kind of thing, and he'll flee. But sometimes it means that you have to resist the devil and resist him and resist him and resist him until he finally gives up. And none of us have resisted the devil as much as Jesus did. So, another thing, just read in. Satan says, retaliate. God says, avenge not yourself. Satan says, worry. God says, be anxious for nothing. So, when those Satan says things enter into your thoughts, shoot them down immediately with a missile from the Word of God. And that's why we need to know the Word of God. Okay, in conclusion, the name of Jesus is our authority. The Holy Spirit is our strength. The Word of God is our weapon. And the shed blood of Christ is our guarantee of victory. So even though we live in a world of temptation, every attack of Satan can be a stepping stone to Christian maturity. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
That is the conclusion of Beverly Code's fantastic story, Fighting for Your Family. You can download that entire story when you go to theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Our phone number is toll-free, 877-808-8886. 877-808-8886. Dr. Randall, I think that a lot of people are going to want to download that entire story and pass it along and listen to it over and over.
Let me also encourage our listeners to order your book online of The Invisible War. You know, there's no substitute for the Bible study of these most important spiritual matters. And you know, this book, The Invisible War, is not a bunch of spooky stories. You know, a little bit of that goes a long way. It is a Bible study. There are 850 scriptures in the book. It just helps folks connect the dots so that we can know how to pray for our children and our grandchildren. What a privilege is mine today to be able to share our sweet friends with you in this wonderful message of the power of Almighty God. I want to encourage you today, go to those places of your wounds, of your fears. Go to those places and let Holy Spirit of God guide you into a place of brokenness and confession. Agree with God that He is right when He speaks to you and that you have been wrong. We're not looking for witch hunts. We're not trying to stir things up. If it's already covered in the blood, it's covered. But if there's stuff still working, go to those secret places for this reason, that God's power might be able to be manifested in and through you so that when we pray for our children, it will matter. We are workers together with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. If there's anything keeping you from cooperating with Holy Spirit, please, I beg you today, go to those places and agree with God. Confess your sin, and He will do the cleansing. Would you pray with me today in Jesus' name? Would you gather around, make an altar right where you are? If you're driving, just let's turn our hearts toward the Lord in this moment and ask the Lord to do a great and mighty work. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this program. Thank you for the opportunity of sharing in the eternal things of heaven. And Lord, thank you for the victory that is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for that one who has lost all hope, who's become cynical, who's not real sure that God's power works anymore. Lord, I ask that you would kindle within them a newfound faith in your word. Lord, you are the author and finisher of our faith. I pray, Lord, that you would put us all and our families in the circle of the blood of the Lord Jesus. And I ask that you would meet us there. And I ask, Lord, you would remove every hindrance, every block, every cover spirit of any kind. Lord, remove the fog that so many of us have. Just remove it all in Jesus' name, that we might see you, that we might hear clearly from you and obey you. Do the greatest work for your greatest glory. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, I'd like to hear from you. Please let us know the names of those children, the names of your spouses, those that you're most concerned about today. Let us know about you, how we can pray for you. Visit us at theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. There's many places on the website where you can let us know how we can help you. Or you can call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. What a privilege is ours today to be able to bring this wonderful message of hope and cleansing. What a privilege, what a joy it has been to be able to bring this message to you. And for us to be able to continue to bring these kinds of messages to the many hurting and wounded, we need to hear from you today. Please give as generous a gift as the Lord would allow you to give. Ask Him how you can be a part of this wonderful ministry of hope and healing. Let us hear from you. Thank you so much for your prayer. We need to know that you're praying for us, and we need your support as we develop this program, not just in the Metroplex, but also in other places and in other markets, other cities. Help us take this message of hope. Thank you again for listening and your prayer for the invisible war.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War Radio Ministry. I'm so excited to invite you to join me and many others to Fort Worth, Texas, for what promises to be our most exciting and strategically important Invisible War Conference. Save the date, Saturday, November the 7th. For all the conference information and registration, go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Hope to see you in Fort Worth, Texas, Saturday, November the 7th, for our next Invisible War Conference. Register today. Theinvisiblewar.org.